We travel next to an economic magnet. New oil fields are transforming North Dakota.
The state has become the second largest oil producing state in the nation. The industry is changing America's energy picture and changing the North Dakota landscape as tiny towns burst in population.
What may be surprising is the way the boom is affecting distant states. The oil money is so attractive that some people who do not move to the oil fields commute there, hundreds of miles. NPR's Kirk Sigler continues our reports on the Great Plains oil rush.
Think your commute is bad? Try 580 miles one way.
Hey, Kirk, how you doing?
Good.
Door to door, that's how far Rory Richardson travels between his home in western Montana and his job in the oil fields near Williston, North Dakota. Today, he's getting off a plane his company now charters to shuttle workers back and forth between here and the Northwest. Clutching a duffel bag and a cooler full of food, Richardson walks out of the one-room Williston airport and into the biting North Dakota winter.
It's no fun coming over to North Dakota.
But this is Richardson's new life.
Probably three-quarters of the people that I know and talk to are kind of the same way. You know, got their family back at home and commute back and forth.
Including at least 20 of the guys he used to work with at the Montana paper mill before it abruptly shut down 4 years ago. Richardson decided to go back to school to get his business degree. That took 2 years. He spent another year looking for work. He would either never hear back or they'd call and tell him he was overqualified.
There's very little jobs, and they're all kind of that minimum wage type stuff, you know, $8, $10 an hour jobs. You can't really make it on that, especially one person working.
And with a wife and two-year-old son to support, he says his family ran out of options.
I tried to avoid coming over here best I could. I didn't want to move to North Dakota. I didn't want to come over here working, so to speak. But it's one of the only spots where it's really booming. There is opportunity over here.
Rory Richardson found work here in western North Dakota last summer as a cement operator, putting casings on new oil wells. He has a bed in a man camp on the outskirts of Williston. But with so much drilling going on, it's rare that he even goes back there at night. He works 18 hours straight, usually, and sleeps when he can in the back of a giant Kenmore rig that he drives from one drill site to the next.
It's pretty tough, you know, trying to adjust living in a truck, working on the job site on location 24 hours a day for 3-4 days at a time before you make it back to camp.
His typical shift is 2 weeks on straight, then a week off. It's really more like 5 days off after you count the two travel days back and forth, including a 3-hour drive to the airport where the chartered plane leaves from. He feels lucky that he can usually fly.
I had to drive back here a couple weeks ago, and it took me almost 18 hours. They had the interstate shut down out of Livingston.
The Richardsons are neighbors of my parents near Missoula, Montana, next to the Idaho state line. And what's interesting is that three of the four families right around them are in this exact position. One or both of the spouses commutes back and forth to the Bakken oil fields. The Richardsons' hunting dogs are the first thing to greet you in their muddy driveway in the rain. Rory's wife, Jennifer, is inside their modular home with the couple's 2-year-old son, Colton.
Can you say hi? Colton.
Colton is lying on the living room floor watching cartoons.
Hello, Mommy.
The wall opposite the TV is crowded with Montana wildlife that Rory shot and had stuffed. There's a Christmas tree in another corner by the window. It's just the two of them here alone over the holidays.
I'm basically a single parent. I have no help. I'm it. I'm the only person that does all the disciplining, the raising, everything. All the caretaking comes home once a month for a week. It's not easy, that's for sure.
And when Rory comes home, Jennifer says he's wiped out.
He comes home and he wants to spend time with his family, he wants to hunt, and he wants to, you know, do fun things, but yet my dishwasher needs to be fixed, and he needs to put a new transmission in my car.
So Jennifer Richardson says this long-distance commuting arrangement is far from ideal, but life is better now than it has been these past 4 years. She remembers when Rory and more than 400 others were laid off just like that when the last of the three timber mills in this area closed.
Yeah, it was crazy because he got off work at like 6 in the morning. He jumped in his truck to go cat hunting with a friend. And they're driving around and next thing you know on the radio it says Smurfit Stone was closing their doors. Didn't even tell him at work that he was no longer having a job or nothing. He just fired him right there in his truck on the radio.
Jen says emphatically that moving to Williston is not an option. She grew up there. Her family moved there during the last oil boom in the 1980s. And she doesn't like the idea of raising her son Colton there now, with all the crime and other social problems that have come with this latest drilling rush.
That's not your T-Rex.
Bah.
Besides, they're home on 3 pristine Montana acres, their horse, their dogs, their lives are here.
Yeah, and when his dad's home, it's all about dad. I tell you,
mommy.
Colton doesn't even want me around. He tells me to go to work.
Mommy.
He goes, Mommy, you work.
He's excited every time. Boy, he'll jump up and down and come running and give you a big hug and holler, Daddy, Daddy.
Back in his truck in North Dakota, Rory says being gone so much is taking its toll on his family, even just 6 months in.
Do you try to find a lower-paying job back at home? Or do you move your family over here? And how long is this oil boom going to last? You know, it's a big commitment to come over here and resettle to have something happen in 4 or 5 years.
For now, Rory's just hoping he can switch schedules to get 2 weeks off at a time. The money he's making here is good. Still, after you factor in what it costs to travel back and forth, the extra housing and food, it's basically the same pay as he made back at the Montana mill. It's a sobering truth of this economy when one of the only options for a guy like him now is to travel 600 miles one way just to find a comparable job. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.